Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Diva Updates for Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And our Facebook page is Diva Updates for Lives. You can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and subscribe to us on iTunes. So that way the show gets automatically downloaded for you. So tonight we have Marianne here.
Hi, everyone. You can find me at Mama underscore Hooch on Twitter.
And also our friends, Emmy-nominated Teo Penglis, at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Killtrip USA for Ian Buchanan, and our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. So we're waiting for Anna to call in, maybe. And Jen's missing tonight, so it's just Marianne and myself. If you want to call in and
maybe she'll show up.
Call in and chat with us at 914-338-1239. So let's
maybe they'll
start
pop
with this
on
week.
We're a couple weeks, huh?
So the big thing to me was kind of Steve and Kayla still being apart, and Steve basically keeps trying to make decisions for Kayla. But he basically pushed her towards Justin now twice. So he finally got talked into being honest with her, and then she had to leave because Victor was flatlining. And when they finally, when Steve went to find her again, that's when Justin proposed at the nurse's station at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And Kayla was really shocked and actually had him come to her office. She didn't say yes initially, and then she saw that Steve left her a note on her desk saying that he wished them the best. And Steve saw the entire proposal. I mean, that's got to be a hard thing to watch. That's really bad.
Yeah.
What'd you think about the proposal?
It was kind of like spontaneous. And it was like preceded, it came after he was talking to Adrian, trying to, mm-hmm. kind of was at the gravesite there. And he's been thinking about it. And he asked her to send a sign that it was okay with her. And then Sonny mm-hmm. shows up. And I guess he thought that was kind of his sign that it's okay. He sent Sonny, and he told Sonny what he was going to do. He kind of got Sonny's blessing. And he comes rushing in, and it's kind of not the most romantic thing, but I guess he kind of like, I think, who brought that up? Oh, was it Jennifer? I think was talking to Kayla, and it says like, yeah, he did it out in the open and
mm-hmm.
in public. So it's almost like you're pressured to say yes, that it isn't like
mm-hmm.
more romantic, just one-on-one engagement. But because it's, I guess, in her eyes, when you do a big public proposal, it's almost like the girl has to say yes or feel pressured to
mm-hmm.
say yes, I guess. So that's kind of what she said to Kayla. And you could tell Kayla didn't really want to say yes. You know, she just eventually...
Yeah.
You know, because she saw the note, right? She came in, and I think she probably was going to say no, and then she saw the note kind of pushing her away again, and she said yes then. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
So then,
hey, that kind of bugs me, but I know that's a soap storyline, but it's like, oh, I can't have the one I want, so I'll marry the other person who's interested in me. That always bothered
me. Right.
because you don't have to, you know, you don't have to get married again. I mean, you know, the whole, what's one thing I never understood was that third time Steve was thought to be dead, it was a long time, what, well over 10, 15 years, something like that. And they, you know, said, you know, Kayla became a doctor during that time, but she didn't remarry or had any relationships. And I'm like, really? You know, and Steve gets amnesia for like 5 seconds and, you know, he's jumping on another girl. So, you know what I mean? I always thought that was weird. They made it seem like that Kayla, you know, was celibate the entire time Steve was presumed dead from the, in the 90s. That always bothered me. But the thing is, those two, I do like
that.
Justin and Kayla. I do like Justin and Kayla,
too.
Though, because, you know, he's honest and he tells you what he wants and he's not playing games and pushing her away like Steve does. So I can see why she'd be interested in Justin.
Right. He's dependable. He's there for her. He's safe. Where, just like that, like somebody pointed out to Kayla, I mean, Kayla, like Steve's like the dangerous, unexpected, never know what you're going to get, you know, kind of an adventure. So, so I don't know. Yeah. And then he had another, how did you like the scenes in the bar with Jack? I thought those were good too. Or in the pub, I guess it was.
Yeah. Steve got drunk and was talking to Jack. But the whole thing that was weird, which I understand, is Jack refusing to tell Kayla that Steve really does want her back. I don't get
like
that.
He was on Jennifer not to tell either. I thought he wanted, I thought he, didn't he advise Steve to go fight for her? So if he, Steve's not going to tell him, why doesn't he let Jennifer tell Kayla or somebody tell Kayla? Let Jennifer do it. Because he told Jennifer what happened. He told Jennifer the whole, you know, because at that point, Jennifer was talking to Kayla, and they didn't realize that Steve had seen Justin propose. But then Jack told her what happened. Speaking of Kayla, what did you think? Did you think she had her pajamas on when she walked in?
Yeah.
That red.
What the heck was that?
When she walked
in. Yeah.
I know. As soon as she walked in, I'm there. Why does she have pajamas on? That's what it reminded me of. It just struck me just right away. My attention was drawn to that top she had on, red satin pajama top.
Yeah, I think it had piping on the end of it, and I think it was buttoned down, too. Yeah, it's like something you'd wear to bed. That's why, it's really weird when Steve basically passed out and had a dream that he told Kayla the truth, and she accepted him for it. And that's why I thought the whole thing was weird, and I was like, why is she wearing pajamas in Steve's dream? It was very strange, but yeah, and it's not what Mary Beth wears. Mary Beth wears long, you know, wears dresses, and the skirts are kind of
poofy,
kind of poofed out. Yeah, they're poofy.
Yeah, with the little sweater sometimes. Wears the little sweater that goes with it, or But yeah, I guess I just thought it was odd.
Yeah, I don't understand why. And Jack's been on Team Justin for a while, so I don't understand that either. It just seems like Jack's bored, and he's just being nosy. You know what I mean? That's literally all he's doing. Does he encourage Justin to go after Kayla? Then he encouraged Steve to go after Kayla.
He encouraged both of them.
Yeah, and then he goes back and gossips to his wife about what happened, then bans her from telling Kayla, and it's like, it just seems like he's kind of shit-stirring and gossiping, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jack's weird.
I don't know. Yeah, and Jack and Jen have kind of been, now they're the grandparents watching the grandkids. That's kind of their role right now. That's the story for Jack and Jen right now. There's not much other story for that. for them. So far, that's kind of about what they're doing.
Yeah, to me, the actors are doing a good job, and they're just adorable as ever. I never understood why the heck they have the children. There's no reason. Why? The only reason you have kids that little on the show is, like, maternity issues or kidnapping. So, yeah, I mean, there's no reason for them to have Charlotte and Thomas. You're not going to have any storylines with them. They're too little.
Right.
I don't know.
What did you think about that little boy that plays Thomas? Thinking cute? That little boy that was playing Thomas. And he looks like he could be Billy Flynn's son. Oh, my God. But just like when he was, and I thought Billy Flynn was really good with him, you know, but in their scenes together. So was Kate Manzi, but I really thought he was so cute. Of course, the little girl is too little. She just sat there. But I thought the little boy did well for as little as he is, young as he is. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Chad's over with Abigail now. I don't know how, but he's coming back, I think, eventually.
Well, they got to figure something out with Demira, because basically nobody's running it. Gabby's kidnapped. Oh, hold on, Anna's here.
Okay. And that's another thing.
Hello. Hello.
There she is.
I had a sick kitty on my hands, but we're good for right now. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Yeah, she just turned 14, so she's a tough cookie.
Aww.
So anyway. Yeah.
Hanging in there.
So, all right. So anyway, so what have you guys been covering?
Yeah.
Well, you were saying about the mirror. Well, no, we were saying about the mirror because Chad took Abigail to her treatment or whatever. And it's true, there's nobody. There's no Damaris. There's like no one. Who's running Tamara? I guess Mr.
Ridiculous.
Shin's son. Because, like, and Stefan's, we don't know if that's Stefan that's back, but there's no Demir. Kristen's gone, Chad's gone, Andre's gone, Tony's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nobody.
That sucks.
Yeah. That sucks.
It's kind of like what they did
just...
on. Well, remember, Jen, are you on? Is Jen there?
No,
Jen's not here.
What's that? Oh, okay.
Jen's not here.
She watches GH. And they did that to the Quartermains for a long time, too. I don't know if that was under Ron's writing or not, but I know they basically got rid of most of the Quartermains, which was like kind of like the Demiras, you know, in terms of Dave. So now they've rebuilt them, and they've built them back up and even gave them a new set and all that, an updated set. But yeah, so, yeah, it's not cool. Demira is one of the you know, main players there, so not cool.
So Steve had a dream that he confessed everything to Kayla, and then Hope was there. So
because Kayla brought him home drunk.
Yeah. Okay, so what other story? Oh, the other engaged couple is Ben and Sierra. And they're planning the wedding, but now Jake wants their help because Gabby got kidnapped. But she decided to try to get a DNA test on Jake, so she was in his apartment and getting his toothbrush, and then the mob guy showed up and kidnapped her. And I guess Jake stole something from the mob and gave it to his girlfriend. His name is Gwen, and Gwen is a resident of Bayview and is friends with Claire.
Oh, that's where the Gwen tie is.
Yeah,
okay.
There's
because I just saw part of Fridays is all I got to see, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And Claire wants to get Marlena to help her release her. She says she's cured and she wants to come home. Do we all believe that? No.
No.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
They're gonna. The thing is, there's nobody really Sierra's age on the show. They really do need someone like Claire, and they're just bringing Claire in to disrupt the wedding. I mean, it's just stupid. It's a waste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but that storyline, Marlena showed up as Claire requested her and asked to be sprung, and Marlena didn't seem to think that was a good idea at first. She seemed really against it. And then Claire made the point, you know, Ben's out and he actually killed people, and Marlena helped vouch for him, basically. So she wanted to think about it. And Claire stole Ben and Sierra's save the date from her therapist, because the therapist was treated Ben. So she knows about the wedding, but everybody else thinks she doesn't know about the wedding. But John's thrilled.
Because I was wondering.
John's thrilled and wants his Claire Bear back, and Marlena said they need permission from Sean and Belle first. And her roommate is Gwen, which is Jake's ex who stole some, you know, who has something from the mob, whatever it is. We don't even know.
We don't even know what it is. They want it, but
we don't even know.
Jake doesn't know where it is. Yeah, and he doesn't know where Gwen is, so he wants Ben and Sierra to help him. And then, Ben doesn't know who to ask for his best man. Sierra wants him to ask Will, but he says that would be kind of weird and awkward. He wants to ask Jake. Yeah. And the only one she can think of is Claire to be her maid of honor.
Yeah, but they don't have any friends. They don't have, that's the problem with Ben and Sierra.
Yeah. There's nobody in their age group either, really, kind of, you know, I don't know.
There's nobody in the age group, and that's why they keep getting kidnapped and all that stupid crap, because they don't have anyone to interact with.
And the reason for that is because you're always supposed to walk in pairs, and if you don't have any friends in town, then how do you do that?
I'm just kidding.
So it's easier to get kidnapped.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. See?
Oh,
see?
Okay.
See? Not like I haven't given this any thought. No, I'm just kidding. I had given it no thought. Just they've decimated the early 20s crowd. And it's even worse after Will and Sonny leave. You know, they're mid 20s, I guess, or late 20s.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I don't know if you guys have talked about this before, but you know how when they bring back Allie, she's going to be, she's going to be grown up, right? Or teenager, right?
Yeah, I'm pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, I wonder if that's why they had Will leave, because he's her older brother. He could have still been around.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I was thinking it was her father for a minute, so I was like, no, that's what they're
I don't understand why they're both leaving.
Yeah,
I hate
that they're getting rid of Will and Sonny, but anyway, I digress. I can just see like Ben has Will be his best man, and they're like putting their bow ties on with the tux, and it's like a little awkward.
Yeah.
He's slightly awkward. Don't invite people that you've killed but that have come back from the dead as your best man.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, shoot, I don't remember. Sierra doesn't even interact with her mom.
I know. It's weird.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
And
Hope's
kind of
with
Rafe
right now.
Oh, Lord. Thank you for reminding me of that.
You can see a little bit of she's going to help him, you know, to get David back. Mm-hmm. Or do what she can to help him. And says, please don't go back there again. Don't try to put them two together again. But we know Rafe's leaving, so.
Didn't Corday hint like a while ago they were going to get back together or not to count them out?
He probably did.
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and that, what's her face? Zoe's, this is her last week. So we might be,
okay.
Or I guess I can't remember if it's the 10th or the 12th she's done. So, yeah.
So she's trying to get the baby back. She's trying to get David back.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm still trying to figure out how Rafe's going to leave. I haven't heard rumors or spoilers about that. Just that there's supposed to be a funeral and you don't know. And everyone's saying his will. So I don't know. I thought maybe it'd be Rafe, but I don't know. Anybody hear anything about that?
Why would they kill Will off again?
I know. That's what I'd like to know is like how, what are the circumstances? What would be, right now they're kind of happy together. They want to adopt a baby or not adopt or maybe have it like Sonny be the father this time. Have a surrogate. I think they were talking about that. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand. Why give them the baby and then turn around and have Will killed off unless they're trying to... what's the point? And then
kill him off again. Yeah, I thought maybe let them leave town together with the bait, you know, with the kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's been rumors that the NBC does not like Will and Sonny and wants them gone. Like, I guess they had
a
big...
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, there was a rumor they were... When Leo gone and thought he was too gay. And, yeah. That
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the problem. I mean, they're getting pressure from NBC. That's true.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Obviously, Ron doesn't have a problem writing for them, and you know Leo's his
character.
No, I wouldn't
think.
Came up with.
Yeah, well,
so,
I'm pretty sure.
I would
sure
think he would like to write for them.
One of the guys that's over the daytime stuff for NBC, I'm pretty sure is gay. So I don't see why they would have.
I think a lot of them are gay at NBC.
It's a pretty liberal station.
And like maybe way at the top, maybe. Maybe not way at the top. I don't know.
I don't know.
But
I mean,
on Days, affiliated with Days, they are.
It's just weird. I mean, but I don't really see a lot of, like, people complaining about it. I mean, because I'm not really on out there
not
a lot
anymore.
Looking for
it
either. But,
gay couples
it was
on every show now.
But it was a big deal at first. And that's understandable. Mm-hmm. There'd be some people who would have a hard time adjusting to it or whatever. But now it's been, like, 12 years, however long. I mean, it's been a long time, so I don't know. I don't know.
Unless they just do it for shock value.
I don't know how.
You know what I mean? Sometimes every so often
they
do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I'm going to take your call here.
Hello.
Hi.
There's Jen.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey, Jen. I'm sorry, I nodded off.
That's all right.
Aw. Well, I'm glad it wasn't me this time. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. But I've almost done that a few times. I may have done it once, but yeah. But, hey, Jen, earlier when I came on late because I had a sick kitty I was dealing with, but I was asking for you because I didn't know that you weren't there, and I said something about, we were talking about how there's hardly any Demiras left and everything and how it's just ridiculous. And I said, and you watched General Hospital. Didn't they do that with the Quartermains for a long time? They really benched them. And they basically decimated the family. And now they're building it back up, I think. And they even gave them an updated set, for better or worse. But it took a long time to rebuild that, right? Am I right?
You're not kidding.
A little bit that I've seen. Yeah. So, it pisses me off that they're doing that with Demira now. I mean, I don't know if that was Ron's writing that got rid of the Quartermains, but it's like you don't just, like, get rid of a whole family like that that's such an institution.
Yeah.
And part
it wasn't
of the
Ron. He tried to bring them back.
Oh, okay. It wasn't Ron. Okay. Oh, it wasn't Ron. It was the Quartermain. Okay.
It was
I wonder what is it by, what is it, I wonder who's behind this at stays then. It's really annoying. I mean, they need to bring Tony back full time or
yes.
Andre.
Bring Tony and
Andre.
Anna back.
Because the thing of it is, what they have to do is they have to rely on these, like, bad guys like Orpheus being, you know, resurfacing Clyde or whatever, because they don't have Stefano anymore, and they don't have Andre, or they don't have, you know, any of, you know,
yeah, bring
they
Andre
don't have
back.
Like a consistent villain, or quote unquote villain, I should say. So it's like,
I'd like
know.
To see Andre and like Kristen back together, maybe.
Oh yeah,
like fighting for the business. Yeah, those are the two. But you know, Chad's not. You know, he can't be head of Demira. He's not the bad.
No.
He's not the bad Demira, and he never will be. But like Kristen, yeah, and Andre could be. You know. So I thought that would be interesting.
I don't know.
Jen, what did you think about Jack and Jennifer and Kayla and Justin and Steve this week?
You know, I'm actually liking Jack this time around, and I've never been able to say that.
Wow.
That's
right. You weren't thrilled that he came back.
I remember that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was never a Jack fan.
Because of his talk with Steve?
Mm-hmm. He was actually good with Steve this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed the conversation between Jack and Steve. Like, kind of how he was telling them about, like, I don't know why Adrian or, like, why Kayla and why Jennifer put up with us, you know, but just thank God that they do.
Yeah.
So,
that was cute.
Yeah, that was good.
So what do you think Jack told Jennifer not to tell Kayla?
You know she's
the
Jennifer.
Truth. Yeah.
Every time they tell her not to say anything.
Okay. What else is going on? So, Sarah's mad now at Xander because Brady told her Kristen, Dr. Rolf, and Xander were going to kidnap her. We're going to steal her
take
baby
her embryo.
And put in for abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's not too happy about it. And I could say Brady trying to take down Titan is so exhausting.
Yes.
Brady's an ass.
He's so pathetic.
He is.
He keeps trying to manipulate people and be sneaky, and he sucks at it so bad.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I mean, John and Nicole are on to him, you know? You know, his dad
and
Nicole.
Sierra, yeah, and Sierra's suspecting him, too. Because she had a business proposal. He had a business proposal, and he threw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
So
he didn't even look at it, and she thought it was pretty good, and then he didn't even consider it and threw it in the garbage because, he wants to take Titan down. And even John kind of like, what are you up to? I know you're up to something, you know, because he was shocked that, you know, why do you want to go back to work for your grandfather after what he did to you?
Yeah.
And same with Nicole. She's pissed because he left Basic Black and left her high and dry.
It's like he's not thinking of the people he's hurting, trying to hurt Victor, you know?
Yeah, that's it. And then he has the nerve, like, to tell Xander or to tell on Xander and tell Sarah what happened. Well, heck, Kristen did that, and you married the woman, and you're in love with her.
Right.
So what does that – so you could tell – Xander should have told Sarah that. Well, hey – Kristen did the same thing I did, and Brady can love her. Why can't you love me?
Yeah,
I don't know why he didn't say that. So, I'm still waiting for Sarah to find out she's pregnant with Xander's baby. That's what I keep thinking is going to happen. But
I'm fine with Sarah not having kids for a while.
Yeah.
Well, she
said
can I say Sarah?
Time.
Oh, I know. Can I say Sarah has had quarantine hair?
Oh,
my
God.
Hair?
Oh, my God.
What was the little thing at the top? I'm there. Wait a minute. Are you sure she's – is this what happened during the quarantine? So she hasn't done her hair for a while. Yeah. I don't know what that was supposed to be.
Yeah, and they had her have that hair when she was yelling at Victor, but Victor got discharged. And he's playing on his phone. He's just waiting for someone to take him home. And she confronts him. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. She's got like this Princess Leia. Yeah, this Princess Leia bun on the top of her head. and the rest of her hair is long and curly. And it actually doesn't even look real. It looks fake. It looks like a big wig and extensions or something. I'm not sure what the hell she has going on. And I'm like, of course Victor didn't take her seriously, but she's just a clown. I just, I can't stand Sarah.
She's almost as bad as Brady.
She is. She's like a female version of Brady. She's just a train wreck all the time.
Yeah. And then they're pretending to be having an affair, you know, be together. Xander doesn't believe it, though. So that's not working. So I don't know. Their little schemes, I don't think, are going to be working out too well.
No. Okay. Oh, just one conversation that made no sense to me at all whatsoever was, Eli proposed to Lonnie in the square, and which I don't think that was an appropriate place considering that's where their wedding blew up. And then his wedding to Gabby blew up. So, you know, that's just a weird thing.
Well, look what Justin proposed.
There. Yeah, in the hospital, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hospital where his wife died. Yeah, that's a little awkward. So, but then she now she's pregnant. And when Kayla confirmed it, Eli was thrilled, and then she started talking about wanting to have an abortion. I'm like, what the hell is going on? That makes no sense.
I didn't like it. Does. It did not make no sense. Because she was...
Nobody would have...
Well,
she was scared.
She's scared.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what the reasoning. But that's normal.
But that's absolutely normal. I mean... Even when you have normal pregnancies and you're pregnant again, you're scared. Of course you'd be scared. She lost
But I don't think it's normal
baby.
To want to have an abortion because of that. I don't think most women think of that reason. Yeah.
No.
Eli talked her out of it, though, but yeah.
But he didn't initially. He actually said he was going to support her if he chose to do that. And I'm like, what? See, I don't know. A guy who really wants a baby wouldn't say that. He'd be saying, no, you're just scared and calm down, you know. But he didn't know. He said he supported her if she had an abortion. And then she thanked him for his support. And then she changed her mind immediately and said she's keeping the baby.
Was she testing him? I just don't know. You know what I mean? You wouldn't support me?
Yeah, that's the thing. She thanked him for his support. And, like, after a while, I'm like, is she going to have the baby now? I wasn't even sure. The conversation was so weird, and it made no sense. And I just can't imagine anybody actually having it. It made no sense. I could just see him say, I'm afraid of losing this one. Okay, but like, I'm going to kill this one because I'm afraid I'm going to lose it? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I don't think women, I don't think that way. I don't know.
No.
Or it could have went a little longer with her thinking and maybe contemplating giving abortion and like waiting a couple of days or a week and going through that with her. But no, it was like she changed her mind just like that.
Yep.
All in that one scene.
It was like it was edited together.
Yeah, something was cut. Well, the way they cut scenes and don't include certain scenes and stuff, I don't know. Just like Meg, did you see Maggie got out of prison?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Maggie come home, and there was Victor and it was right at the end of one show, and you thought, oh, it's going to be fireworks. The very next day, nothing. I can tell. I bet you those scenes got cut somehow. The last thing we heard was Maggie and Victor were upstairs.
Yep.
They went upstairs to talk. I mean, I think everybody was waiting for those scenes between the two of them.
Right.
I don't know what happened. I bet you they were cut.
And maybe it was me. I thought they were trying to say it like they were making up upstairs. And, like, Sarah looked grossed out. So I interpreted it wrong, but it seemed to me like they were trying to insinuate they were upstairs having sex.
Kind of what it was. I thought they said making up.
Yeah.
Instead of making out. But what making up can also mean, oh, okay, they're making up, so they're probably having sex. Yeah.
Yeah, makeup sex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when she walked into the room, Victor's mm-hmm. eyes lit up, and he was just thrilled and happy as can be. I think that was, mm-hmm. And that was the end of it. We never saw them again.
We never saw. And Maggie kind of looked a little pissed, a little upset. Like, you're going to wait for her to lay into him for what he did. But we didn't see that. There, I don't know. I don't know if that's how it was supposed to be or if there were scenes and they just got cut. I don't know. But it was odd.
My question is, where is Roman?
I was worried about him. They had Eric tell Roman off screen that he's getting married.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time Josh Taylor's been on the show. Anybody know the last time Josh was on? Anybody remember?
I don't know.
I would say the last time he was on was when Hattie was on. And how long has it been since Hattie left?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Has he been on since Hattie?
I think so. Maybe once or twice.
Has he? I'm trying to think, like, who was he? Was he talking to Kay? Like, why would he have been on? Okay, maybe he has, but that's the only thing that sticks out in my mind, the last time that I remember him being on.
Yeah. So, I mean, Steve getting plastered, like, right at the bar, and Roman's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, you don't see Roman. Anytime there's scenes in the Brady Pub, you don't see Roman.
Yeah, and the Barb would cut him off. They would have cut him off a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to let someone get that bad.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, I'm a little concerned for Josh. That doesn't make much sense. He's not on the show during important stuff, like someone getting drunk in his bar.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you want to talk about Kate and Abe, Marianne?
Oh, Kate and Abe? Oh, yeah. She wanted to do this, give Hope and Steve the key to the city. And everything. And I guess she went ahead, make all these arrangements, and she's doing all this stuff, but not running it by Abe. So he had this conversation with her. You know, don't ever do that again. You have to come to me. And, you know, so they're having this little back and forth, little bit of a power trip there. But they've, they kind of worked it out. I don't know. I can't remember. They had some good lines. I can't remember all the things that that Kate said. But there was some good scenes between the two of them. So does anybody else remember what Kate said?
This is why she would quit.
Oh, she had some, yeah. He's kind of like saying to her, like, something about, like, she's used to being the boss. She was always used to being the boss.
Mm-hmm.
No, Abe says he's the boss. So please let me know. And she says more or less, okay, if that's how you want to do it. So
Yeah, and then didn't he agree with her, though, to do the key to the sea? Which, the thing to me, I think that's stupid as hell.
Yeah.
I think Steve and Hope have too much baggage to give them the keys of the city after what they just did recently.
Yeah.
It's just
yes. I guess it's because Steve saved, you know, with his thing with Orpheus, and then Hope got the bomb. Like we didn't. I guess we didn't talk about that. Was last week.
Yeah.
She found the bomb under the thing because he had planted the bomb under Marlene and John's couch, and she finally saw it and found it, and she took it and threw it. Was running out of the apartment, which was kind of dumb, but yeah. So she was the hero there. So
yeah, John needs to turn in his badge. He's useless.
Yeah. John, that was supposed to be you doing that. Yeah.
But yeah,
I guess Abe did agree then. I guess to do that.
Yeah, he did agree with her.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, I say that.
Was there any other?
I think Kate should be a boss again. There's no reason for Kate,
right,
who has decades of experience in business, needing to have to get a job.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
I don't. It bothers me so bad.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
Yes. It's just, it seems like she's always lowering herself. Yeah, she's always lowering herself for money. And I can see what she did for Stefano because, yeah, she wanted to get back into Demira. But she has her own experience. She can run her own company. She's done it before. So I just don't like that she's constantly just ping-ponging between Titan and Demira.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, because she's gone back and forth with him.
Oh, and Nicole and Eric are getting married.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So.
And Sierra and Ben.
Yep.
When she called Sammy.
Oh, gosh.
Nicole. Oh, that was funny.
And she thought, everybody was scared. It was so funny. Who's going to call Sammy? Marlena didn't want to call Sammy. Nobody wanted to call Sammy. And Nicole goes, I'm just going to do it. So she calls her. It's a nice little conversation. She puts the phone down. She says, well, that went really well. She congratulated us. She was sounding so happy. And Marlena gets this little ping on her phone.
I thought it was Eric.
She must have texted. Or was it Eric? Oh, it was Eric.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was
Eric.
It was Eric,
yeah.
Was it Eric? I thought it was Marlena. But it was Eric, and he gets this, and she's bitching. How can you marry that woman? So everybody started laughing. Yeah. That was funny. Because, you know, Sammy's going to come back and she's probably going to cause havoc on their wedding.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Allie's supposed to do that, though.
Yeah, Allie comes back first, I think, right? Shows up at Eric's door or something. Says she's pregnant. And Lucas is coming back. There's a lot of returns.
I'm so happy about
Lucas
that.
Is back he's coming back this week.
Yeah. Lucas. Oh, okay.
He needs to stay.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Now,
and I did see scenes with Kate and Lucas are in there.
Has J. Kenneth Johnson showed up yet?
I haven't seen him.
That's the big one there. Yeah. See, maybe him and Kate, with him coming back, you know? And Luke, there's two sons coming back now. Yeah.
Yes, maybe so.
So maybe Caden like can get back into Titan with or maybe Phillip's going to challenge Brady take over Titan.
Or he can interfere in their lives.
I don't know. Is Chloe going to come back? I wonder if Nadia's coming back.
Chloe's supposed to come back.
Is she? Okay.
They need to find a good. They need a good match for Phillip, though, because the Phillip-Stephanie thing was a dud. The Phillip-Melanie thing was a dud. Yeah, they need to get him a good match. But, I mean, obviously the one should be Chloe. I mean,
Chloe. That's who I think.
Obvious,
that was from the original, right?
Chloe did have a huge fan base.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like them together.
I like Chloe and Lucas.
Last thing. Yeah, Chloe and Lucas were on. Now they got to find somebody for Lucas if they would keep him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
that we have a lot to look forward to. A lot of weddings. Can you imagine trying to design four different wedding dresses, four different attires for the guys, and the whole wedding setup? Where they get? Can you imagine trying to plan all that for the show?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a cute scene too, where Eli and Lonnie took Julie and Abe out to lunch and told them their news.
That was good.
And
Julie
assumed she was officiating the wedding, and then Abe's like, no, and he thought he was going to be officiating the wedding, and they told them they decided on Marlena. It's like, Marlena has nothing to do.
Marlena has nothing to do with
either one
of
them.
Abe's,
that makes no
Abe's
sense.
Abe's walking her down the aisle. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah.
That makes sense.
I thought then they would have, that makes sense, and then have Julie officiate the wedding, but I guess Julie has a bad track record.
That's true.
Julie.
Right.
Well, Julie's doing Sierra's. Julie's doing Sierra's.
Oh, yeah.
Wedding. Yeah. And Abe is doing Eric's and Nicole's. So I guess they had to give some to Marlena, I guess. So do you think all these weddings are going to take place, or just one of them, or which one isn't going to take place and which are? Which ones do you, I wonder?
I think Kayla and Jeff are going to get married. I have a feeling Ben and Sierra aren't going to get married either. I think it's too soon for
them. That's what I thought too. Something's going to happen with Ben and Sierra, because we need more angst there. They're too young. Either young yet. No, so like, yeah.
Claire's going to happen.
Yeah, we need something to. Because it took Bo and Hope a while. You know, a lot of bumps along the way with that relationship. So. Took a little longer.
Yeah,
those are probably the two. I'm thinking the other ones will get married. Eric and Nicole.
Who thinks Claire is still 90 of the fruitcake?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. Because I think Marlena has her doubts.
Yeah.
Bayview doesn't seem to have a good track record of rehabilitating people. I mean, basically, Ben's the only one that got rehabilitated. I mean, Jordan was still crazy. Claire's probably still crazy. Who else? There's Abby. She's relapsed a few times. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it have a good
whatever
track
happened
record.
With Ava ended up dead, but wasn't Ava there? Or was that her other character?
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Was it Ava or was it Timer Ron was sent to Bayview, but I can't remember which character it was. Was it Ava? I don't know.
Ava?
She's dead anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
Ben's
we don't know that.
The one who made it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tend to block out the mental illness storylines because they just don't seem to be portrayed very accurately and
true.
But I do that
kind of like their medical stories.
even though they're based in a hospital.
Yeah,
and the legal stories too. Yeah, I block them out of my head because it's like, oh my gosh, this is so stupid.
Yeah, you can't think logically when it comes to days because they don't do anything. If you question too much, you'll go crazy. You know?
Yeah, I can't take the David storyline anymore.
Oh, thank God, yeah. That's so bad. The Orpheus David Christian storyline was just horrible, and it dragged out too long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for a kid that we're probably never going to see again in a couple weeks, or whatever race is gone. We're never going to see David again. It's just a shame because the little kid's cute.
He is cute.
But
he just says
yeah all the time, but it's adorable.
Yeah.
No matter what you say to him, hey, David, do you want to go out and play? Yeah. Do you want some ice cream? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. It's questions that he can say yeah to. Yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
They have to be relatively sure he's going to say yeah, though.
Yeah, that's true.
They better know it. They better ask his real mother in advance if he really likes ice cream or whatever, you know.
Yes, he knows his
he
lines,
could say
though.
No. I just remember when the twins that played Giovanni, how they were so precocious and they would like start writing their own dialogue.
Yeah.
How was your day at work, Dad? He's like, shit, in the script.
It was so cute though. Oh.
And Sierra.
Oh yeah. Laura Bolt was great. I wonder whatever happened to her. I wonder what she's up to. I wonder if she continued in acting or she's doing something else. Or because she was great. I mean,
yes.
She was, talk about the bad seed. She could play that to the hilt.
Yep.
She was good.
Yeah, there's pictures of her circulated around Twitter once in a while. She's a teenager. So, but I wonder if she's acting. No, I thought she was, though, because I thought they were, like, headshots of her going around.
Okay.
She's a little cute. Yeah, she's super cute.
Aww. That was really hard when they Sora.
Yeah, and that and little Theo got Sora, too. Little Terrell Ransom.
Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, Ellie's pregnant. And 10 years
oh
older.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, if we can have Ellie back, then I want Sydney back, and I want Johnny back, too.
Yeah.
Bring them all back.
Oh, yeah. So if Sammy's coming back and Ellie's coming back, you know, for these weddings, where's Sydney and Johnny? They should be with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You would think. Why aren't they coming back? Maybe I'm sure they'll have some lame excuse. But they usually have some kind of excuse when they can't get any, you know, when they don't show up for things that they should be there for.
They got stuck in Iceland or whatever.
What? Yeah. I heard a rumor that Allie's living with Lucas. Not talking.
Oh, Allie's with Lucas. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, but that gives him some
that
story, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So Sammy's going to be a grandmother, so that should be fascinating.
She's already a grandma. Wait, isn't she already a grandma?
Yeah.
Ari.
Oh, Ari.
That's right. We forget about Will. Yeah, Ari.
Yeah, because
Marlene is a great grandma.
Yeah, so same with Kate. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got some stuff to look forward to. I mean, anything we forgot?
What's that? Oh.
Did we forget anything this week?
Yeah. Will and Sonny were arguing over who was going to tell Allie about Gabby.
Oh, and then Gabby walks in.
Yeah.
That scene,
That is a woman who never learns.
Yeah. But they let her out, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, is Ari still on the show, the little Ari? Or did they change her?
Yeah,
she was.
It's the same Ari.
Yeah, it is.
Been on?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
okay.
The same one.
Okay, that's cool.
Been on.
But why would they tell Ari before school her mother is in jail again?
I know.
Why would you just tell her before? That's like literally the worst timing to do anything.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, your mom's in jail again. Hey, let's go to school.
Yeah.
Stupid. Well. Now it's going to be, hey, y'all, guess what, Ari? Your mom got kidnapped. Don't forget
that
poor school.
Yep.
Ari's going to be such a bad case.
That's
a poor baby.
Mm-hmm. If any kid had the right to be a bad seed, that's her.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Yeah. We always thought how Will turned out. If Will should have really been with Sammy and Lucas's parents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will would have turned out really bad, but he didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Lucas grew up at least, you know?
Yeah.
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 Better, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sammy pretty much didn't grow up really too much at all.
No. Sammy wouldn't be Sammy if she did.
Yeah.
So, she'll be come back yelling and screaming, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she always is, ranting and raving.
Okay, ladies, and until next week.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Have a good night, guys.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye-bye.